Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Strategies of Success. Yeah, today's program is going to focus on that one key factor. It is always the one key factor that really drives you, drives your business, drives your customers, drives your friendship, and drives everything else that affects you and your life. And that is you. It is you. It is you and how you interact with everybody, because how you interact with everybody sets the whole process in motion. How you project yourself at a networking event, when you are speaking to a crowd of people, when you are speaking to your employees, and how you project yourself to you speaking to your employees is going to be something we're going to focus on a little bit more here, because when you are able to find that true essence of you, convey this to your employees, help them find their true essence, match that in with the business that you've created, then that next step happens. The customer walks in the door and they see it and they feel it. But how do you get that whole thing to happen? One thing you might want to do is give our guest a call, because he has been speaking to organizations about that, about creating that experience, that transformational experience that makes all the difference in the world, that helps you separate yourself, your company, your services, and your employees from everybody else. Because that is what brings people back to you time and time again. That is what creates that interest that people have in you, because they want to be around somebody who is successful, somebody who gets it, somebody who is there for them. Who's our guest today? Our guest today is a multi-award-winning professional speaker. He's been honored by the Toastmasters organization on multiple accounts. He is also the owner and CEO of Inspired Communications, LLC, which is a customer service organization. He is a Six Sigma process improvement expert and a business strategist. Specifically, he is my friend, Kevin Thompson. Kevin, I want to thank you for taking some time today to talk to us about this transformational experience.
Well, thank you, Brian, and thanks for the opportunity to share with your listeners.
You know what? What I found with speaking to different people, that experience, the experience that other people have with them, really begins at home. It really begins with yourself and really knowing where you're at. And you have continue to find that, to bring out the best in people, so this way they're able to convey that along. What was it for you that really pushed you into this direction, or pulled you into this direction, you know, where you really are trying to go out there and helping people achieve the best that they possibly can?
Well, Brian, if your listeners are like me, they've had horrible customer experiences. And I worked in an organization that had very poor customer service and poor employee satisfaction scores, and within a year, I turned them around to be number one in both areas. And so I realized that there was a need out there, and what I found in that entire process was that the staff themselves, their mindset changed, and they became excited about their job, and we had all of these great results come from just making that mindset adjustment and being focused on that customer experience. Poor attendance rates went down, lateness disappeared, people were excited about it, about being at work, and then people started to help each other without even having to be asked.
You use that word just in there. I know it's not just that easy to change a mindset. It has to come from within, or finding that why. Somewhat more of a challenge in an organization, but I think it's phenomenal. And a great takeaway right from the get-go on this was that the fact that you saw what was lacking in an organization, you saw what their need was, and you took it upon yourself to really say, you know what, if it's happening here, it probably is happening in other places too. Wouldn't you think, though, the businesses are actually aware of some of that negative mindset that's out there, and they really want to improve upon it?
Well, you know, I'm glad that you asked that question, Brian, because that's the funny part. A lot of times businesses are not aware of their customer service. So for me, in my interactions with my clients, What I tell them is that customer service is basically a transaction. It's like going to an ATM. So you go to an ATM and you expect to get money out. And so you have a transaction. You put your card in, the code in, the money comes out, and you've received, ultimately, service. But it was a transactional service. It wasn't an experience.
No, it certainly wasn't. It met the expectations, but
right,
that's
right,
it.
Right, right. But what people want is an actual experience. They want to feel excited about being there. They want to have a fantastic outcome. And if you are an organization or a business owner, that is the type of experience that you want to establish for your customers so that they have this word-of-mouth referral to their friends and family about your business.
So really what you're trying to create here is a feeling. It's an atmosphere. It's that whole concept. It's not just fulfilling the needs of somebody. It's but doing it in a manner that really makes them feel special. That makes them feel like they're not just somebody to ring a cash register, but they're somebody
right.
that the company really cares about and the employees really care about.
And so you're absolutely right. So let's go back to what you first talked about is the individual. So it starts with the individual, and it starts with the individual understanding their role in that organization as well as understanding their interaction or developing what I call a rapport with the customer. It's understanding who the customer is, knowing the customer by name, understanding their wants, needs, and desires, and then seeing how you, as that staff member in that organization, can help fulfill those and maybe even exceed their expectations and provide an opportunity for an unforgettable experience. So I'd love to be able to tell you about an example if you'd like.
Please.
Okay, so perfect example. Let's say that you are a shoe store owner in a strip mall, and it's raining. You've had your staff do everything in the store, so they've done inventory and everything else, and they've prepared everything, and everything is spotless and clean, but you're not getting any customers. One way that I would recommend getting customers, and I call this my customer experience originator process, CEO, and that idea of as the CEO, you know the CEO is a business owner. But in addition, the CEO is a customer experience originator. So let me explain to you exactly how that works. It's raining, owner, and you have these staff members basically not doing anything, and you want to get customers. My recommendation would be that you provide your staff with umbrellas and have them positioned at the door. When they see a car drive up, they go outside with the umbrella and stand there at the car for the person to get out the car. But the first thing that's going to happen, the person's going to wonder, well, why is this person standing here? And then they would tell the person, oh, well, you know, we saw you drove up, and at Brian's Shoe Store, we like to provide an unforgettable customer experience, and we thought that this was a way to be able to do that for you. Well, and the customer says, well, I'm not going to Brian's Shoe Store. I said, and we don't want necessarily for you to go there. We just want to provide you with an unforgettable experience. And so that customer and your staff member ends up taking them to wherever they want to go in the mall. Now, remember, this was unproductive time for your staff because they weren't seeing any customers anyway. But what happens in that moment is an unforgettable experience that customer, not necessarily coming to your shoe store, would end up telling friends about, and the curiosity created about you sending out as the owner of this shoe store staff to their car with an umbrella during the rain says that you care about them, and they're going to want to come to your store even though they weren't intending to come there to find out about that incredible experience that you just created for them driving up to the mall.
Yeah, I would venture to say they would probably talk more about the store even though they weren't going there than if they were going there, because maybe it would fall into the they're helping me come into this store, you know, coming into the shoe store. Some level of expectation, although that's a standout. Hey, that's definitely a standout experience. But it's exactly you know, I'm looking at that from that promotional standpoint, the advertising that would take place outside of the store. You're right. That person, can't call them a customer because they weren't going there, but that person is certainly going to be talking about the shoe store, the umbrella to everybody, because there's very few organizations that I know of, one in particular I know that does that, but that's a standout experience that is being created. And, you know, that's phenomenal, but for the employee to come up with that, the CEO to come up with that, wouldn't they still need to have the approval, the guidance, the understanding that the company, the owner in this case, is looking for their employees to think that creatively, to create that experience?
And that is exactly where I come in, Brian, because what happens is, so an organization will hire me to create an unforgettable customer experience. So I would sit down with the owners and their executive board initially to explain what the process is and to get them to understand and buy in to why they need it and how it's going to help their bottom line by increasing productivity, increasing employee engagement, reducing absenteeism, and also increasing customer referrals. So I start there at the executive level and then drill down to the actual staff level. And it's important that everyone at all levels become involved in this customer experience, because the experience is delivered by everyone within the organization. And that's why the name of my book is Everyone is a CEO, where CEO stands for Customer Experience Originator.
Yeah. And it's really the case. You know, the customer interacts with the clerk, the person that's walking around the store, restocking shelves or putting on shoes, in the case of my shoe store over here. And that really, those people truly do become the face of the company. It's not the owner. It's the people that the customers are truly interacting with. So that's a great message to go out and have these companies deliver. I think that's phenomenal, the CEO aspect of it. And that's why it's so important, you know, for everybody to understand that. You know, as owners, we think it's all about us sometimes, and we shouldn't. It's really all about our teammates, our employees, and coworkers. And that's why it's so interesting that many more companies are using the acronym that people are no longer employees, they are team members or whatever works for them. You know, really important. You mentioned that the owners, the business owners, don't see the customer experience. I find hard to wrap myself around. If you're an owner, why would you not want to really take a look at your company from the standpoint of a customer walking in the door, and they don't spend the time doing that?
So, let me be more specific. Everyone wants to have a customer, and everybody looks at customer and the service that they provide. So they're looking at the transaction between your business and the customer. My premise is to take that transaction and transform that transaction into an experience. Because, and the most important thing that I'd like for your listeners to understand is that, just with my analogy of this shoe store owner and the umbrellas and sending their staff out to meet people on a rainy day, let's just drill down on that for a minute. It cost the organization, that shoe store, basically just the cost of the umbrellas to be able to do that. And so the cost of it was minimal, but the actual outcome from it is exponential, because you are basically inducing customers, and I'm calling them customers because they weren't necessarily coming to your establishment, but they became a customer once you provided that experience. So you are providing these customers an experience that they would benefit from, that they weren't expecting, and that was a wow factor to them. So now they are going to not only come to your shoe store just to look around and see what else is going on in there, but they're going to tell their friends about what happened to them when they went to the mall, the strip mall that day.
Right. So Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, well, owners really need to focus on not so much as the product that they are selling, but they really need to focus on the whole experience of the customer when it comes to purchasing that product or experiencing that service, there's much more that's going into it other than I just sell a pair of shoes. I'm not just selling a pair of shoes. I'm selling a whole.
And, right. And it's not even just that, because you have to understand that everybody benefits in this process. So your staff members benefited in this process. Why? Initially, they were standing around doing nothing. Now they're engaged, and it's something that they can be proud of doing, and they have pride in going out and providing this unbelievable experience to these individuals that will end up coming back to their store to give them business and provide an opportunity for them to continue to sell shoes and to get the word out about them. And nothing is better than word-of-mouth referral service.
No, you can't pay for that. You're running an ad in the paper versus having somebody go out there and talk about, wow, you wouldn't believe it. It was a rainy day. I'm just getting out of the car, not even going to this store, and there they show up with an umbrella to help me out. That's what YouTube videos are all made of. That's a story
that could
and should go viral. It's great stuff.
And so to go back to your first question. Business owners aren't thinking about an experience. They're just thinking about the transaction. And what I help them do is to understand that they should be thinking about the experience, because once you do, it sets you apart from your competition. Once you focus on the experience that your organization provides, and that experience is unique because your organization is unique, they are going to separate themselves completely from their competition. There is no competition there.
No, when it comes to service, a good service organization, as you're saying, is something that is, you can't duplicate it because everybody's got their own way, and it's lacking. It really is lacking in so many organizations that when you walk in as a customer and you're appreciated for walking in the door, it does not happen as often as it should, and this is a perfect example as to how that should work. Kevin, you sit down, you're working with the owner of the company. I'm going to separate the owner and CEO term over here. But the owner of the company, when you sit down working with them, when the owner goes to hire those CEOs, the other employees, they really have to be looking for something a little different than just, quote-unquote, the technical knowledge, because you are now looking for somebody that has a personality that fits the organization, somebody that would think of going that extra step, stepping outside with the umbrella, or doing something a little bit different.
So you've just exposed the elephant in the room, and that is that when I go into an organization like that, the intention is to change that organization's culture. Because every organization, I don't care what organization it is, has its own culture. And the idea is to change their culture from a customer service organization culture to a customer experience organization. Perfect example of that would be Disney. So, a lot of people think of Disney as a customer service organization, but in reality, they're a customer experience organization. And, I can go into specifically how they create that experience, if you like.
Yeah, that would be good, because there's a number of business owners that really should be taking note of it. And just like you took note of what you, on the negative side of things, when you realize what was lacking at that business and fulfilling it, it's the same thing holds true with these other larger organizations. Although many of us are not operating businesses at the size of Disney, there's a lot to learn from these organizations. So, yes, absolutely, I think a story would be perfect in this case.
Okay, perfect. So at Disney, when you walk in, you don't see any litter anywhere. And that's why, the reason that you don't see any litter anywhere, because it's every individual's job, regardless of what their role is, to make sure that they pick it up. And so that's that CEO, that customer experience originator, going in, identifying an issue, and you'll never see any food delivered on Main Street, let's say at the Magic Kingdom. You'll never see any food delivered. Why? Because everything, you have these underground tunnels, and everything, the food delivery and the trash is taken away through these underground tunnels. So from the customer view, all you see is nice and beautiful, you know, no litter in the streets, everything is pretty, and all of that other work is being taken care of behind the scenes. One thing that they also do is they provide what you say, congruency. So, you know, you have Frontierland right next to Snow White's castle, but you'll never find Snow White in Frontierland, and you'll never find a cowboy at Snow White's castle. Everybody is in their respective areas, and it provides congruency, and it gives people a level of trust. And that is also done through their tunnels. That's how Snow White and the cowboy get to their respective areas and aren't overlapping in one area or another.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal system that they have in place, with Disney, where everything is done out of sight completely. And that also affects the customers or the park goers when they're down there. I would tend to think they would be less inclined to litter if there is no litter. They'd be much more inclined to be happy, enjoying everything that's going on because of the scenario that's being put forth. You think that the same kind of thing happens from on a business? You know, if you're projecting a certain image at a business, that the customers with that same similar set of personality traits would also gravitate more toward that business? You know, you tend to let, in simplest forms, you tend to have fewer unhappy or sarcastic kind of clients coming into a store where everybody's got the smile on. It kind of diffuses the situation immediately.
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and ideally you'd want to have that. But a lot of businesses are already starting with current staff. And one of the things that I do is I provide some behavioral tests, and then after those tests, I provide examples of how those different behavioral styles can establish rapport with different customers, can learn. And once they learn that skill, it places them in a better position to be able to establish rapport with customers that come through the door.
And that's important because everybody being that CEO, that first interaction, that first conversation with somebody is going to be so important to set it up, because if somebody comes in with an issue, they don't want to feel like they're being brushed off to somebody else. So you need that CEO, that employee, to take ownership of it, even if it does need to
right.
Get passed along.
That's right. That customer experience originator is the individual that's going to be that frontline person that's going to be the first introduction of that customer into that experience that you're creating within that organization.
Mm. Hey, Kevin, we have a little bit more than 5 minutes to go inside the program. I know there's a lot that you're doing besides working individually on the coaching side, you know, with different businesses. The book, you made mention of it before. What was it that got you started with writing a book, or what, is there a chapter you'd like to highlight within that book that you really feel would be very appropriate to the small business owner? You know, it's got, let's say, 20 employees or less.
Sure. So one of the things I'd like to offer to your listeners is an opportunity to get the first two chapters of my book in a PDF for free. So what they can do is they can email me, and that's at kevin@inspirededcommunications.com. Again, so that's kevin@inspirededcommunications.com. And you can just put in there book, and I will send you the first two copies of my first two chapter copies of my book in a PDF, so that you can get an introduction to that and have a better understanding of what a customer experience originator process is all about.
Yeah, and it's so important, so important. You know, with so many people in different businesses that are either commoditized, you know, there's a lot of other folks doing this, offering the same product. You need something to separate yourself, and by offering a different service for that product, it is absolutely everything. And if it starts right at every employee that's in there, that does make all the difference in the world. I really think that that's great stuff. So you also do a good amount of speaking, public speaking, besides inside the Toastmasters world. Different kind of organizations that you tend to be speaking at?
Sure. So I speak at healthcare organizations, nonprofits, financial care organizations, but the reality of any organization can benefit from everyone is a customer experience originator, because if you're doing business and you have customers, then you want to create an them to be your advertisers and
yes, and that same thing holds true with the different nonprofits also. Everybody is a member of a nonprofit for some reason. So when they're able to communicate out what the nonprofit's about, that experience across the board, it certainly does make all of the sense for everybody to go and, you know, be that CEO, as you mentioned. Listen, Kevin,
right.
I want to thank you so much. Go ahead.
And what it does is separates them from any competition that they have, because they're focused on their own uniqueness.
You know, and there's so much competition with everything, you know, inclusive of the charities, the nonprofits. You know, where does people's time and money go to these things? So, yeah, it doesn't matter. As you say, it doesn't matter what level you are at with a company. Everybody should be that CEO. And creating that atmosphere does come down to, you know, the owner creating an environment where the employees do feel empowered to be the CEO. I think that stuff is great. Hey, Kevin, before we break, what would be the website that people should go to? And I know you have a blog on there, so there's continuous information.
Yes, and so the website is Inspired Communications, LLC. .com, and you will see a copy of my book there. And again, if you're interested in receiving the first at inspiredcommunicationsllc.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you very much
great.
For listening and the opportunity.
I really appreciate you taking the time out with this, because, you know, this is a message that's so important. You know, we talk about competition, you talk about advertising, you talk about standing up at a networking event, we talk about a load of different things. But it ultimately comes down to that customer service. So, you know, your idea of working with the different businesses and the employees for them to really create that experience is so incredibly important. So thank you for doing what you do. It's a game changer, I'm sure, for many companies.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
You got it. Okay. So you have yourself a great day. And my friends, what you want to do, as you say, if you have a business, it's not really the case. Forget about that if you have a business. If you're involved with a business of any sort, you really want to focus on that CEO attitude, the customer experience officer attitude. Because it's going to do a couple of things. If you're an employee of a company and you take ownership, attitudinal ownership in the organization that you're a part of, you are going to separate yourself from, guaranteed this one, probably 90% of all the other employees in an organization. As an owner, as an actual owner of it, think about what you can do with your employees by giving them the power, by giving them the knowledge and understanding that they can make a decision for you when it comes to creating that unbelievable experience for your customers, because that's what people are going to talk about, and they will talk about it. We'll discuss that whole idea of social media. Words travel. They travel in a big way, and people will be able to explain you much better if they're able to tell a story. And let them tell a story about how you went out to their car, how your employee went out to their car to help them out in the rain by showing up with an umbrella. It's phenomenal stuff. All right, that was Kevin Thompson that we've been listening to. You definitely want to get over to his website, and it's inspiredcommunicationsllc.com. Get the first two chapters of his book. It'd be great. He'll email it to you. and put it into action. This is another strategy of success that is important for you to implement, because it will change the way people see you if you could change the way you are looking at your business and understand it is a service, it's an experience that you're trying to provide, not just a product. My name is Brian Cohen. You've been listening to Strategies of Success.